Now, Congressman, you town hall quoted you today saying the president, you said complimentary things about President Trump, needs to tell Kevin McCarthy that, sir, you do not have the votes. It's time to withdraw. Let me turn the tables, Congresswoman. Kevin McCarthy has 202-3 votes. Your side has 20. So if I'm going to use your words and your methodology and your math, isn't it time for you to pack it in and your side to pack it in, considering he has over 200 and you have 20?
Sean, I understand the frustration, I promise you. But
I'm not frustrated. You didn't answer my question.
And we are hearing... We
I'm
are
not,
hearing
I'm
from many
frustrated.
People who are still voting with Kevin McCarthy,
You're
who
not
are
answering
very supportive
my question.
Of what we're doing, and they're cheering us on. So there are more for us than are against us, and they are waiting for Kevin to cave.
Okay.
You know, the American people are certainly frustrated by...
I'm frustrated by you not answering a direct question. You said to President Trump, you said earlier today, that President Trump needs to tell
Kevin
McCarthy, you don't have the votes.
We need to come up with a consensus candidate to elect a Speaker of the House.
You don't have the votes, and it's time to withdraw. He has 203. Your side has 20. Why is it time for him to withdraw and not you when he has so many more votes?
Well, Sean, he needs 218, and he does not have 218. We've been trying
Neither
to work this out in private, as you said, for months. But Kevin McCarthy didn't even want to listen to us until his disappointing midterms. We all want a unified party. But this isn't chaos. It's a functioning constitutional republic. When everything is said and done, House Republicans will be stronger and better prepared to lead than we ever have before. I believe that this is what our founding fathers intended. And this is showing
yesterday
that
you
our
voted...
votes are working. Our votes aren't just a cast.
Congresswoman, I'd ask you not to filibuster. Yesterday you voted in Jim Jordan was your choice. Today it was Byron Donalds who was your choice. Tomorrow, I don't know who you're going to vote for. But the bottom line is you still only have 20 votes. Let me ask you this. Kevin McCarthy.
I think we're proving that we're open to a menu of options. Many different people.
You're proving that 20
speaker.
People
There's
don't want Kevin McCarthy
man.
At this time. But my question to you is
we
this.
We're proving that there are many options.
My question to you is, did you support Kevin McCarthy's commitments to America? And do you not believe that he's going to follow through on his written promises?
His commitment to America is not as strong as I would like it to be. And we have been working on the rules to change the structure of how Washington, D.C. is run and operated. Sean, you know more than anybody how broken this town is. This is something that we have an opportunity to rebuild, to restructure.
Congresswoman,
and it takes the right tools and the right leadership to do that.
Border security, energy independence, debt reduction,
and when
earmarks.
We asked him to put forward the Texas-built border plan, he refused.
Then he's willing to bring back the exact plan that worked under Donald Trump. And then he also has pledged investigations into the FBI and DOJ, the influence peddling of the Biden family, the origins of COVID and Anthony Fauci, the withdrawal
and
from Afghanistan.
To get all of
My
that
question
with the
is,
right speaker.
Do you support
and it's not going to be Kevin McCarthy?
Do you support all of those agenda items he promised?
Of course I do, but I do not trust Kevin McCarthy at this point to deliver on those promises, especially when I go into good faith negotiations with him, and then he comes out and lies about what those conversations were, saying that members demanded
okay, that's your
a
characterization. He's not here to answer.
We want
So let
well,
me ask
fine.
You this.
He's already
you
apologized
and others,
to one member in private because he won't apologize to him in public for spreading lies about that meeting.
Here's my question. So you and others fought hard for a motion to vacate with only five Republicans able to trigger that motion. Kevin McCarthy didn't want to give it to you, but he did give it to you in the end. To me, that's kind of an insurance policy. Can I finish?
But he didn't all the way. He did
Wait
not.
A minute.
Sure.
He gave you what you asked for. And one of the things that I've been asking people, I'm asking you tonight, who is your final choice for speaker? And if you can't get more than, let's say, 30 votes, will you follow your own advice that you were asking Donald Trump and withdraw?
There are certainly names that are being floated around. And, hey, maybe I should nominate President Donald J. Trump tomorrow. But, Sean, I did watch your show last night.
Is this a game
show?
Like, we're
going to
pick
on this motion.
We're going to pick Jim Jordan one day, Donald the other day, Trump the next day.
This motion to vacate because he did not give us this motion to vacate. I'm showing there's a whole consensus of other candidates.
But I'm trying to understand how you're thinking here.
To vacate, Sean, you need to understand that Kevin McCarthy did not give us my hard red line.
He fought
and
for
this
it.
Is a century old a centuries. No, he did not.
No, he. Well, I know that he made the promise.
That was written by Thomas Jefferson.
I know he made the promise
because 1837, with five members, Sean, with five members, not one member to offer the motion to vacate.
So my question is this:
Nancy Pelosi's.
You haven't answered my question. So if you have,
you cannot demand more responsibility.
Yesterday you supported Jordan. Today
you're supporting Donald. That's not the way this works. We need a check and a balance on the third in line.
Who is your fight? Let's have a final answer. Who do you want to be Speaker of the House?
Maybe that's for the conference to decide. We need to come together.
Who do you want? I'm asking who you want.
What does it look like life after Kevin? We need to find somebody who can actually unify the Republican Party. I have offered plenty
of names.
Let some other folks start offering other
alternatives. 103 people and you have 20. I respect the 20 of you. I respect all of you. But I'm asking you, based on your own words, who is your final, let's have a final answer. Who do you want, who will you only support to be Speaker? That's not that hard.
I am willing to have conversations with the Republican conference to come up with a consensus candidate. We are offering people right now. It doesn't have to be a member of the Freedom Caucus. It doesn't even have to be a solid conservative.
By the way, more than half the Freedom Caucus supports McCarthy. So you don't even have a name.
Because there,
and we're
there
now going into day
who
three.
Are afraid when you are threatened by committee chairman to not be placed by steering member.
Right, let me ask a final question. If your final candidate is on a committee
and then Kevin McCarthy affirms that, that's a scary place to be. We are here to legislate. We are here to get the country back on track. And
I could tell.
When you have people making threats like that, it's difficult to make that decision. But we are going to get there. I am fine doing this. We're in day two. It's okay. The government isn't spending money, sending it to Ukraine. So the American taxpayers are certainly winning.
Politically, Congresswoman, you and I agree on most things. We don't disagree on many things.
Yes, we do, Sean.
And I do have respect for you.
And I believe that history will show that I'm on the right side of this, Sean.
You can believe you're in your position, but I'm using your words. You said to President Trump, you said, we're very clear, he doesn't have 218, so you need to ask him to withdraw. If by Friday, you and your group of 20 don't have a name with 30 votes, is it time for you to withdraw? And if not, why do you support a double standard? Last question.
Kevin McCarthy does not have 218 votes. Kevin McCarthy will not be Speaker.
And you have 20.
Kevin
McCarthy asked you a very specific question. If by Friday,
when we get this right, I will not, Sean. I will not withdraw. Our asks were not petty of Kevin McCarthy. They were not self-serving. We simply were asking for commitments on what the American people want to see. They want to see a vote on term limits, a vote on the Texas border plan to secure the southern border.
Congresswoman, with all due respect,
Sean, we asked for a vote on a budget that actually balances. Imagine a Congress that stops spending money that we don't have.
So if you only have 30 people supporting you,
and we are going to get the right Speaker, Sean.
If you only have 30, to be clear, you will not withdraw.
30 is going to be a beautiful number.
But you're telling Kevin McCarthy and the 203 people that support him to withdraw because they don't have 218. That's what you're saying.
Look, it's obvious by tonight's motion to adjourn that Kevin McCarthy and his supporters are already getting voter fatigue. And
I asked you a simple question, Congresswoman. I feel like I'm getting a liberal answer from a liberal.
I'm not going to support Kevin McCarthy, Sean.
Okay, so even if you only have 30 votes,
Kevin McCarthy,
you will not abide by what you told President Trump to abide by.
I feel like we've made progress. Look, I love President Trump. You're not going to turn me on him. You're not going to pit him against me.
I'm not trying to pit him against you. That's what you said to him.
I have seen the lack of accountability. Well, we are getting phone calls saying that we need to stop this. Kevin does not have the votes for Speaker.
I got it.
Period.
Thank you. We need to
find a consensus candidate, get this right, and get our country back on track. Thanks so much, Sean.
Appreciate it. All right.
How embarrassing. How embarrassing. I'll say it. How embarrassing. You know, if you're going to go out there and you're going to shill for Kevin McCarthy and you're going to shill for the GOP elite and the GOP establishment and for Ronna Romney, McDaniel, and for McCarthy, and for McConnell, and all these other people, well, then they better well win. Isn't that the point? This entire thing is happening because Kevin McCarthy could not win. If Kevin McCarthy had won 50 seats like he should have in 2022 and delivered a resounding, functional, rock-solid majority, which he had the will of the people, he had the money, he had the capacity to do that, but he's an invertebrate. Too many shares of Kevin McCarthy have been sold out, and the American public sniffed that out. Too much time in Washington takes a person who is a delicious prime cut of beef, a tomahawk steak, a tomahawk ribeye, and it grinds them into ground beef, and you become 98 cents a pound. You go from $17 or $24 a pound. Jeez, have you seen the prices of meat in the grocery store? You go from $30 a pound to 98 cents a pound. It's the best way to describe it. DC is a meat grinder that turns prime cuts of steak into nothing, into chattel. There are very few who can escape unscathed. Jim Jordan, it's like one of them. A lot of people saying Speaker Jim Jordan. Well, Jim Jordan's tweeting that he didn't want it. So what's going to happen here? Well, I mean, you saw there Lauren Boebert tossing a punch at Trump. That's crazy. Lauren Boebert saying Trump needs to call Kevin McCarthy, tell him to drop out. Trump should stop calling us and calling us crazy. Whoa. Can you feel it? There's a massive energy shift happening right now in our party. And the people who are the most institutionally corrupted and the people who are excited and always excited to turn the domestic military spying apparatus of our espionage state on American people and to badmouth and bad talk their own citizens and anyone who doesn't disagree with them. The petulance of the Republican GOP elitists are beginning to show and beginning to crack.